produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
I want you to know today, there may be a season of dryness, there may be a season of drought, but your season is about to change. Your season's about to change, but it's going to have to endure some pain. It's going to have to endure some struggles, some trials, some tribulation. It's going to need to find some good ground in your life so it's not choked up by the cares and the adversities and the struggles of the world. But potential is inside of you. The future is inside of you. And the reason that you are still here this morning, the reason that you woke up this morning, the reason you have not lost your mind when others fell apart, is because God is not finished with you yet. He's still working inside of you. I want you to know today, standing before you is work in progress. Seated before me this morning is God's work in progress. God's still working on you. There's something that God has for you to do. There's a special assignment that God has for you that no one else can do, that no one else can fulfill. There's something inside of you that does not reside anywhere else. There's something inside of you that cannot be found in any other place, church. And God is working and is waiting for that thing to be released in your life so it can affect and touch those around you. Listen, you did not go through that adversity for nothing. You did not go through that struggle for nothing. You did not go through those valleys and those mountains for nothing. And I want you to know today, church, that Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Bible says in Daniel 2:21, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Giveth wisdom to those who know understanding. And all I can say to you today is get ready, change is coming. Get ready, you are in a new season because God is about to do the unthinkable. For the word declares God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in you, church. You may not understand the season that you are in right now, but know this, it is not permanent. Change is coming. The sun, the moon, and the stars are going to move, and the things will change in your life. You're going to find yourself in a new season, a season that makes sense. Hallelujah. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you have the problem when you got so much in your heart, the mouth speaks? What does your mouth speak? Goodness, cursing, blessings. We need to examine, because someone will say, I always have this problem. Things will never change. Some people say, things are never going to get better. We will die in this place. But church, I want you to know, you need to begin to believe God right now that change is on its way. It's a new season. Things are about to get better. Things are about to get easier. Things are about to change. There will be a producer. Things you've been struggling with in your life are about to come into alignment, because I believe greater things are ahead. Greater things are ahead. Amen. When the season change, hallelujah, the pulpit may fall, but God is on the throne. Amen. Changing seasons prepare us for what is coming. And I want you to know that change is coming. Jeremiah says, the winter is past. And so too, Paul says when he is in prison, the winter is past. And I want you to know today, the winter is past. It's getting into summer. When Moses saw the goodness and the glory of God, the Bible says his face was lit up. It shone with the glory of the King. See, when you get into his presence, some things need to change in your life. You may wonder why some people worship the way they do. You may wonder why some people come down to the altar and pray. You may wonder why some people attend church as much as they do. It's because they have seen the glory of the Lord. They have experienced the glory of the Lord. You see, when Jesus touches your life, there needs to be change. And if you're in a new season, if you've been listening to me these past few weeks about the season that God created, and you have the same creative abilities in you because you have the DNA of God, before the mountains were brought forth, or over thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God, and God never changes position. His word declares he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. God has not moved. We have moved. We have changed. But God is forever on the throne, church. And I want you to know today, as we have come to this place, when you turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, when you read from verses 1 to 24, it's a beautiful, beautiful scripture. It begins to talk about those things that I shared to you this morning on the subject of water. This people had no water to drink. They had no rains for years. The place was dry. It was dry ground. But I've come to tell somebody today that Jesus Christ is still Lord, that Jesus Christ is still King, that Jesus is still the same. And men may change, people will change, but Jesus Christ never changes. Hallelujah. And we are on the season today when God makes unclean clean. When we say, God, you go through some processes in life. You go through some challenges in life. You go through some stuff and you begin to say, well, God, what is there for me? The word declares in James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And I want you to know today, church, submission to the Lord works. Submission to God Almighty works. No matter what the season of your life is right now, I've come to tell somebody that's listening to me this morning that there is power in the name of Jesus. And that's why I speak the name of Jesus to every kindred and kind. In Matthew 18:18, the word declares, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18 tells us that whatever we bind or loose in the earth is bound or loose in heaven. Your prayers have power. Your faith has power. What you say and what you speak has power. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. With your tongue, you can either give life or death to someone. You can either build them up or you can tear them down. If I claim a promise through faith, here in this world, God will find it in heaven. So it starts with you. Whether or not you move forward into the season that God wants you to be in is entirely up to you. The seed of promise, church, of better things to come, is inside of you. And if you've already opened the Bible, chapter 3, verse number 1. Now Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. Verse 4, and Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheep master and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with wool. Let's go to the end of the chapter. Let's read from verse 15. But now bring me a minstrel, and came to pass when the minstrel played and the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, he shall not see wind, neither shall he see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that he may drink both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand, and he shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree and stop all wells of water and march every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning that when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. It's a new season. Who would have thought in this day, in this nation, you will get up in the morning and open the tap and there's no water? Who would have imagined that? Many people are now putting boreholes in their homes. Many are now getting their own water. But I've come to tell you today, these three kings, not to mention all their armies and animals, found themselves in a desperate situation. They had 7 days in the wilderness and they had no water. This is a dilemma of life. No water. Can you imagine for those babies drinking out of a bottle and you have no water to feed them? The king of Israel starts blaming God for the dilemma. The king was a bad influence. Sometimes the biggest problem we have in our life, church, is our influence, our circle of influence, the people we surround ourselves with. Now remember Jeroboam, who was his father? Ahab. And you know Ahab, how he was challenged by Elijah. That's another sermon. Sometimes the biggest problems we have in our life is our friendship circles. Who are our friends? Who are that circle that we surround ourselves with? And I want to encourage you today, you need to refine your friendship. Your friendship circle, eliminate all the whiners, eliminate all the complainers, sift out all those doubters, those people with unbelief, and the people that influence you. Listen, church, the greatest influence in your life should be God Almighty, King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. You need to begin to take stock of who you are around with. And then you will find out all of those vision killers, those dream killers. You'll surround yourself. Sometimes we need to have a deliverance service and get ourselves delivered from people who have no vision, from people who have no dreams and aspiration and no passion, who spend all of their self wallowing in self-pity. We need to deliver ourselves from doubt, from unbelief. Wrong associations will kill you. They will kill your joy, kill your vision, kill your passion, and kill your faith, and destroy your testimony. If it hadn't been for King Jehoshaphat, who knew the power from the Word of God, who knew the power in God Almighty, let me tell you, all of those people would have died in the wilderness. All of those people would have died. He asked the question, is there not a prophet here that we may inquire of the Lord? Jehoshaphat knew that one word from God will change everything. And I'm talking to somebody today that we need to take action. We have the Word of God. Listen, when there's no water coming out of the tap, it ain't time for cursing. We curse the government, we curse the nation, we curse our mayor, our premier. Everybody gets involved. There's simply no water. The bad infrastructure is bad, and we accept that. But those are also seasons that comes into our life. Seasons of change. Now, you know, I have had no phone for the last couple of days. I don't know how many of you missed my messages, because it's been a different season for me. Because always I used to be on my phone, WhatsApp, messages, emails, everything. These few days has been like few years. No phone. Everywhere I go, I look, I think I left something behind. It has become so much a part of my life. Was it a good part or bad part? I'm trying to figure out how much peace I can have without it. Now, if you've been trying to get hold of me this last couple of days and say, Pastor, I'm not taking my calls, I got no phone. And those of who really want to get hold of me, you would know my wife's phone number, right? And some people did. But we need to take action. I can blame, you know, because our electricity went off here in Malvern Thursday at 3 p.m. It didn't come on until the next day, around about 11, 12, in this area. So with that, my phone died and died completely. Died. We couldn't charge it. And when I tried to resuscitate and charge again, nothing. No charger. I tried so many different chargers. It died. I don't know, it died a good death or a bad death. I don't know. But it has created a season in me that I can say, telephone to glory. He is always on the line. His line is never busy. He always takes my calls. This is your day for a breakthrough, church. For a turnaround. Make this valley full of ditches. Not exactly the word that you want to hear when you're in the middle of a desert. Desert dying of thirst. Make this valley full of ditches. Now, can you imagine? The king or the prophet tells them, there's no water. But he tells them to dig ditches. In other words, prepare. Prepare. Now, digging ditches is hard work. It's hard work. And in this place, it's a desert place. And the word of the Lord says, now, is there any prophet here? And the prophet says, dig ditches. Now, we used to, the prophet that says the Lord is going to bless you, the prophet that sees you, you know, I have seen prophets come into this house and prophesy over my worshipers, but not over the people in the congregation, because they know the good voices. Never said go for good training or anything like that. I have seen prophets seeing people with good. One prophet came to me Looked at my house, looked at my car. He prophesied, Pastor, you are going to get an airplane. I don't want to even fly an airplane. That's the only thing short. Come on, we need to wake up. The prophet said it's time to dig ditches. When the prophet says it's time to prepare that you will go through hard times, that you will go through difficulties, mountains and storms, you better begin to prepare. Let me tell you, when you begin to dig, God is getting ready to pour out something. Because sometimes we get carried away sometimes we get hijacked. And we believe certain things. And you know what? We get destroyed with those. Because it's not what God says. Here was a people of struggle. God could have said, the prophet could have said, don't worry, wait, I'm going to send the rain. Or wait, something. He says, dig ditches. It was hard and slow and difficult work. No doubt their hands were bleeding, their backs were sore, their arms were aching, their shoulders were aching. And to top it all off, their thirst had become unbearable. I'm talking to some people right now who have been in the same place, that low place. Everything is hard. It's difficult. It takes a great amount of effort. You have to force yourself to praise the Lord. You have to force yourself to pray. You have to force yourself to read the Bible. You have to force yourself to go to church. And it feels like you are so dry and empty, and your mind is saying, this is ridiculous. And the devil is telling you, it's not worth it. Give it up. Those dreams and visions, those prophecies are never going to come to pass. You're never going to launch that thing. You're never going to write that book. You're never going to see those children saved. You're never going to start that business. You're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to go to nations. And when you look at your present circumstances, when you look at what you are feeling, the temptation is to agree with the dark voice of the devil. But somebody needs to make up their mind today that you're going to hold on to your promise and hold on to that prophecy and hold on to that dream, that vision, and keep digging. I know it's hard work. I know it's difficult. I know sometimes it doesn't make sense. I know sometimes you may not feel like it, but you have to keep digging. My father always told me, son, hard work never kills anybody. And hard work, you don't feel, but the only way to get through, church, is to keep on moving, keep on digging, keep on praying, keep on praising, keep on keeping on, keep on sowing, keep on coming to church. What do you do when you're going through the fire? You don't stand in the fire, right? You walk, and you walk through. You walk through the fire. Keep on praising him. What do you do when you go through the Red Sea? You keep walking. What do you do when you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death? You keep walking. What you don't realize that in that very low, dry place where you are digging and your hands are bleeding and your muscles are aching and you got dirt in your hair and in your mouth and under your fingernails, when you don't realize this, you are building a landing strip. You are building a landing strip where things are going to get better and things are going to change in your life because you are the one who determines how deep and how wide is his provisions and his anointing in your life. If you're creating the capacity to receive greater glory, a greater power, a greater anointing, a greater blessing, then you have to do things in your life. You have to pray like you've never prayed before. You've got to fast like you've never fasted before. You've got to start digging like you've never done before. I know the devil meant it to kill you. I know he meant to drive you out of the ministry. I know he meant to convince you that it is hopeless. I know it's been hard. I know it's been dry. And you know, you felt like everybody was throwing dirt on your face, but I come to tell you, it's a setup. So start getting ready to flip the script. You are going to see the fruit of your labor. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor. Oh, of love, be not weary in well doing, because in due season you shall reap and faint not. Hallelujah. This is somebody's due season. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, church. I come into this house today not just to preach, but to prophesy. I'm anointed to prophesy and to tell somebody the drought is over. It's a new season. Get ready, because God is about to do something in you, through you. It's a new season. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody that has been through a spiritual drought, a dryness. Get ready, church. The season is changing. I know I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to a somebody. If you've never seen a spiritual drought, then this message won't mean much to you. Church, I've come to prophesy. The drought is breaking in some places. I said in some dry places, in some hard places where the enemy said it's over, in the same place where the enemy says, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy your marriage, your family. I'm going to destroy your business, your health. I'm going to destroy you financially. I've come to tell you, awake, arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In that same place where the devil said it's going to end, what the devil says, you're going to dry up and die. I've come to tell you today, in that very same place, you're going to get ready into a fresh anointing, into a brand new supply. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. You believe that? There's a drought-breaking anointing right here this morning. And you're going to take back everything that the devil has stolen. There's a drought-breaking anointing here right now. Somebody is getting up in their faith. Somebody is standing on the inside. Somebody can smell the water. Somebody can get the scent of a supply that's coming, church. Job chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, it will bud and bring forth like a plant. Did you hear that? The scent of water. Not the actual water. Not the taste of water. But just the scent of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Push your neighbor, church. Tell them, I smell it. I get the scent of water is in the air. The scent of breakthrough is in the air. The scent of miracles is in the air. The scent of revival is in the air. The scent of a new anointing is in the air. I feel the wind changing. There's an atmosphere of miracles.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.